So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed Rabbi Huda's opinion of Kedushas HaRitzpah. The floor of the Azara has Kedushas Mizbeach, and the Karbanas can be burned on the Ritzpah. Rabbi says, however, Maidir Rabbi Huda Bedam. Rabbi Huda does agree that the blood of Karbanas must be sprinkled on the actual Mizbeach, not on the Ritzpah, as we see in the following Brisa. Behuda says, Kais echad hayi memali medama tarevus, v'shev chal gabi mizbeach. During the Hakrabas Karban Pesach, the Kohen would collect a cup from the blood of all the Karbanas on the Ritzpah and pour it onto the Mizbeach, because she'im yishafach dam yishal achas mehen, nimtza zemach shirei. If the dam of one of the Karbanas accidentally spilled out after Kabbalah, then this Shvicha would accomplish Zrika for that Karban. Now, if we are to say that Rabbi Huda holds Kedusha's Ritzpah applies even to Damim, then ho'esavida le mitzvase, the Zrik was already accomplished when the Dam spilled onto the Ritzpah. Therefore, it must be that Rabbi Huda holds that Kedusha's Ritzpah does not apply to Damim. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps Rabbi Huda holds that Kedusha's Ritzpah does apply to Damim. But nevertheless, the Zrik was not accomplished through the Ritzpah because Shvicha mikaycha adam be'inan. The Zrika must be done with the Kayan's force, while here the dam spilled out by itself without the Kayan's force. The Gemara proceeds with another halacha regarding Mizbeach Shenifkam. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mizbeach Shenifkam ein oichlim beginei shiyor mincha. If the Mizbeach Achitzen became damaged, the Karban Mincha may not be eaten because the Pasuk states, Ve'chlua matzis itzla Mizbeach. And the Pasuk cannot be understood literally that itzla Mizbeach Echlua, a mincha must be eaten near the Mizbeach, because another Pasuk states, Matzis te'alcha b'makam kaddish, a mincha can be eaten anywhere in the Azar. Therefore, the Pasuk comes to teach as follows. Bismachu is shalim, but le bismachu chaser. A mincha may be eaten only while the Mizbeach is whole, but not if it was lacking. And the Gemara applies this halacha also to kachik kadshim. If the Mizbeach Achitzim was damaged, the meat of kachik kadshim may not be eaten because there is a gzera shavu from mincha to all kachik kadshim through the words kaddish kadshim. And this halacha also applies to kachim kalim. If the Mizbeach Achitzim was damaged, the meat of kachim kalim may not be eaten because the Pasuk states, Vezdamim tizrik vezchelbim takter besarm yilach. The Hekesh, the comparison from damim, the carbon's blood, to besarm, its meat, teaches as follows. Bishosh atiroi lizrik asadam ato eichel asabasar v'loi acha sheneres ha-mizbeach. The basar may be eaten only during a time in which the dam can be sprinkled, which is when the Mizbeach is shalim, but not when it's chaser. The Gemara now elaborates and brings proof to this hekesh of Bisari Ledame from the following Braisa that discusses the following Shaila posed by Rabbi Shmuel regarding Maiser Sheni. Yachal Yala Oda Maiser Sheni Bizman Hazel Yerushalayim V'Yechlenim Bizman Hazeh. Whether in today's times, after the Churban, one can bring and eat his Maiser Sheni fruits in Yerushalayim without pidyon, without redemption with money. And Rabbi Shmuel concludes, Lo Yala Oda Maiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh B'Yerushalayim V'Yechlenim. One may not eat his Maiser Sheni fruits in Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh. And after some discussion of the source, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shmuel derives this halacha through a hekesh from Bechor, in the pasuk v'havesim shama ilaseichem v'smasrei seichem u'bechoris bekarchem b'tzaynchem makish meiser lebechor ma bechor ena el b'fnei habayis af meiser ena el b'fnei habayis. Now the Gemara introduces the question whether kedusha rishon the kitchel ashayta b'kitchel asad lavoi, the kedusha beretz yisrael on the Beis Hamikdash remained even after the Churban, or kedusha rishon the kitchel ashayta v'loy kitchel asad lavoi, the kedusha beretz yisrael on the Beis Hamikdash was only while it stood, but it did not remain after the Churban. Now, as Rashi points out regarding kedusha sa'aretz, the sanctity of the land of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel certainly holds kedusha rishon the kitchel ashayta v'kitchel asad lavoi, as evidenced by his question that the separated fruits have kedushas meiser sheni mideraisa. However, regarding Kedushas HaBayis, the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara deduces as follows. Rabbi Shmuel cannot hold Kedusha Rishayin the Kitchel HaShayta V'Kitchel HaSalavai, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash remained even after the Churban, because then Afilu B'chari Nami, even a B'chari can be brought Bezman HaZeh, because as Rashi explains, according to this opinion, Makriv Ma'av Pishayin Bayis, one can bring Karbanis even if there's no Beis HaMikdash because the Kedusha still remains. Therefore, we must say that Rabbi Shmuel holds Kedusha Rishayin the Kitchel HaShayta V'Loi Kitchel HaSalavai. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash did not remain after the Churban, and therefore a Bechor certainly cannot be brought Bezman HaZeh. However, his question regarding Maiser Sheni is as follows, and as Rashi writes, U'mibayle b'maiser hoyel ve'en etzarech labayis mimis achal b'Yerushalayim b'lefnei Hashem karine be oylai. Do we say Yala od the Maiser Sheni Bezman HaZeh b'Yerushalayim b'Yechlenu? Because regarding Maiser Sheni, Yerushalayim is considered lefnei Hashem l'kecha even without the Beis HaMikdash and without the Chema, the city walls, since Maiser Sheni does not require the Beis HaMikdash. Or lo Yala od the Maiser Sheni Bezman HaZeh b'Yerushalayim b'Yechlenu, Yerushalayim is not considered lefnei Hashem l'kecha without the Beis HaMikdash and without the Chema. And Rabbi Shmuel concludes, lo Yala od the Maiser Sheni Bezman HaZeh b'Yerushalayim b'Yechlenu, based on the Hekesh of Maiser Sheni to Bechor. which, according to this understanding, must be referring to a similar case in which the Bechayr no longer requires the Beis HaMikdash, as in the case of Bechayr, Shenizrik Damay Kaidim Churban Abayis, Bechayr of Abayis Vadayim Besar HaKayim. A Bechayr whose blood was sprinkled before the Churban, and then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the meat was not yet eaten. And the Hekesh is as follows. Regarding Bechayr lo yachlenu because Bechayr inei lefnei Habayis, based on the above mentioned Hekesh of Besar HaDamay, the basa may be eaten only during a time in which the dam can be sprinkled, which is b'fnei bayis, but not b'zman hazeh. And then likewise, ma'aser sheni is also lo yachlenu because ma'aser sheni ela lefnei habayis, based on the second hekesh, makesh ma'aser lebechar, ma'becher ena lefnei habayis, af ma'aser ena ela lefnei habayis. Therefore, Bishmo concluded, lo yala ode ma'aser sheni b'zman hazeh b'shalayim v'yachlenu.